here's a story from The World.
If you're of a certain age, you might remember going to a gas station and having the choice between leaded or unleaded gasoline. Decades ago, leaded gas was billed as something that would improve engine performance. But by the 1970s, the known health risks of lead exposure led to the slow phase-out in the U.S. and other developed countries of leaded gasoline. Now the U.N. has declared the official end of leaded gas in passenger cars everywhere on the planet. The last of it was used in Algeria in July. Rob DeYoung with the United Nations headed up a 20-year global campaign to phase out leaded gas worldwide. So, Rob, how big of a deal is it that leaded gas for passenger cars is no longer available anywhere on Earth?
For us, it's a very big deal. The estimates are that this prevents more than 1.2 million premature deaths per year. It was the biggest pollutant. But what is almost as important is the notion, and that came in the 60s and 70s, that when children are growing up in an environment where leaded petrol is used, i.e. they breathe lead and the lead goes in their lungs and straight into their blood, it was harming their mental development. It was harming the growth of their brains. Myself, having grown up in a city where leaded petrol was used, I probably have lost between 5 and 10 IQ points. And this is quite a bit. This is measurable in performance at school.
Briefly, what was the rationale for having lead in gasoline in the first place?
Well, in the 1920s, they discovered if you add lead to petrol, it increases the octane. And what that means, it improves the combustion of the fuel in the engine. But that lead that you add is not combusted. So it goes out of the exhaust together with the other exhaust emissions. And that way, we were starting to spread lead all over our atmosphere where cars were driving and, of course, where humans are living, like in the city center.
So why did the UN have to step in and take on leaded gas in 2002?
So in the 70s and 80s, most developed countries had phased it out, like in the US and then Europe. But then it sort of stopped a bit. And many developing countries were not aware of the health issues related to the use of leaded gasoline. And that's where the UN stepped in and said, can we work together, oil industry, government, civil society, to get rid of this? 2002, 117 countries were still using leaded petrol. So that's the majority of the world.
Right. And so why was it hard to phase out leaded gas in those countries?
Well, these people have been driving around cars using leaded petrol for 80 years. And then this new product comes on the market, which, by the way, is also more expensive. So, of course, drivers were skeptical. And we had to educate them and explain to them why this is better. At the same time, there were these rumors going around that unleaded petrol was only for new cars. It was a product coming from the West, and you need to have a new car to drive it. Well, it's actually not true. In addition to that, there was, of course, resistance to local oil industry. So it was quite a difficult campaign.
So Algeria was the last country, as I said, to be selling leaded gas. Why was Algeria the last?
Well, actually, when we started in 2002, I think I mentioned to you there were 117 countries left. Mm. In 10 years after that, there were only six left. And then we took another 10 years to have those six also to go to unleaded. And of course, it's always the hardest cases that remain to last. It's Yemen, it's Iraq, it's Afghanistan, it's North Korea, it's Algeria. Those were the countries remaining. And you can imagine, it wasn't easy for us to work with these countries. There were in war and conflict. And some of these countries also, the one remaining supplier of the lead compound, they went to these countries, bribed some government officials, and they bought huge stockpiles of the lead additive. Mm. I can tell you that because the company was convicted in a court of law in the United States and in the United Kingdom for doing this in Iraq and Indonesia. And so the last countries also had built up those stockpiles and had to finish them. And that's why it took a bit longer for the very last ones to join the rest.
Rob DeYoung headed up the UN's nearly 20-year global campaign to phase out leaded gasoline worldwide. He's head of sustainable mobility at the United Nations Environment Program. He's been speaking with us from Nairobi. Rob, thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a great day.